to be more careful. We don't know who is living on that planet.
I'm sorry, Mom. I tried to stop it, but the superhydrant collider malfunctioned, and my finger slipped on the fire button, and before I knew it, the whole planet was gone.
Well, let's see now. I've got 8 more minutes before Chadwick picks me up. What to do, what to do? Huh. I've got just enough time to defeat those pesky vampires and slip straight back into my prom dress.
Well now, what do we have here? Looks like a long, cold drink of water.
Something ain't right about that child. He's kind of green looking and he's got googly eyes.
Oh, Grandma, that's because he's a frog.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Willoughby. Nobody's going to care about the poor, pathetic little orphans after I've turned their squalid little home into a gorgeous modern apartment block.
Once upon a time, a mango fell deeply in love with a lemon. It was bittersweet.
This is Shazza Watts reporting live from the Great Barrier Reef with the latest report on the starfish dilemma. I have with me a local resident who witnessed the accident. Can you tell me in detail exactly what you heard and saw?
Yeah. First there was a rumble, then there was a crack, then the whole rock fell on the starfish.
It began with the forging of the great rings. 3 were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, fairest of all beings.